You do work to educate the public on, I believe, the opioid epidemic. Can you first just kind of give an overview of kind of the work that you do?
Yeah, so I am a community educator with Unity Point Health, Unity Place. Unity Place received a drug overdose prevention program grant in 2017, and this grant actually covers 40 counties in the state of Illinois. I cover 14 of those counties. What the grant provides is free opioid education, overdose prevention, and naloxone, which is also known as Narcan, training and distribution.
And do you do a lot of work, would you say, as far as the Narcan and naloxone education, is that a matter of working with like government bodies, educating them, and police departments, or is it more individuals?
So it's for everyone. Mm-hmm. I've trained everyone you could imagine. Of course, our first responders at every capacity, community members, you know, businesses, organizations, people that are actively struggling or suffer with opioid use disorder. Anybody.
Are there's some common misconceptions that you hear about Narcan and naloxone?
Yes. Yeah, so just actually recently I was asked about this and a comment was made that there's a myth that naloxone or Narcan enables drug use and actually promotes drug use, and that is absolutely false. Part of the education that I provide explains a little bit about what opioid dependence is and the fact that Narcan, naloxone, reverses the effects of the opioids in the brain. And anyone that is dependent upon an opioid does not want Narcan administered to alleviate those opioids off the receptors in the brain. So it is a myth. And actually, Narcan enables breathing. This is a life-saving drug that's available to anyone in the state of Illinois. It's available at any participating pharmacy without a prescription. So there's a lot of myths, there's a lot of stereotypes and a lot of stigma even associated with trying to save people's lives from overdose, let alone substance use disorder.
Hmm. And obviously this has been a difficult year, and do you know anything about the extent to which opioid use or abuse has increased this year with all the stressful situations with the economy and people's health and everything?
Yes. So actually, I just received information from the CDC, as well as I know locally, overdoses have increased. There's a lot of stressors associated with COVID and the restrictions imposed. People have lost jobs. You know, all of us have been affected by COVID and changes in our lives. So with that, also people that are in recovery, that's made a change for what their recovery plan may look like as far as isolation and all of that that goes with it. The CDC just actually released an official health advisory, and you can find this on their website. And it focuses in on overdose deaths have increased substantially in the United States this year in comparison to last year. And they are contributing this to COVID-19 and the restrictions and isolation and all the stressors that have went along with this. They are talking about in the Midwest anywhere between a 40 to 60% increase in overdoses and overdose deaths. We don't see this declining. We see this to be steadfast and possibly increase. So more than ever, we need to get this information out to communities that there are resources available. Narcan and the training and the education about opioids is available for free to anyone that might be interested.
Is obviously, this is a multifaceted problem, but is there anything, any suggestions you would have for individuals or just us in Knox County as a community or just this region as a community, things that we can do to alleviate this situation in at least in individuals or anything that people can do, I guess, just to give people some hope to feel like they can make a difference. Is there anything that people can do?
Most definitely. And all of us, me included, because this is an ongoing learning curve. Every single day, something different comes up with the opioid epidemic across the board, because now we have substances such as cocaine, meth, that are actually having fentanyl content, which is a synthetic opioid. It's very, very potent and powerful, and it is proving to be lethal in most circumstances and is the biggest contributor to overdose deaths right now. So be educated, be aware. If we're trying really to reduce the stigma. A lot of people still have the mindset and thought process that this is a choice. People make a choice every day to, you know, maybe abuse an opioid, whether it is prescribed or not prescribed. And, you know, understanding what dependence, opioid dependence is, and that's where I can help substantially with the education part of that. You know, if you have a family member that's struggling, for instance, or someone you care about with dependence, whether it's alcohol, whether it's opioids, whatever it may be, know that you're not alone, number one. We want to keep everybody healthy and safe. So by doing so, having Narcan available, not using or self-medicating alone, and be aware of what substances or what drug you may be using, know that it may be lethal. So taking the precautions, being educated, and being able to respond if in case there is an overdose, and that can happen anywhere to anybody at any time.
Just this last November in Knox County, we elected a new state's attorney that ran on the campaign, campaigning that essentially he wasn't going to prosecute people for just like a possession of substance. If it was, you know, going along with a violent crime, then that would be a different situation. But he didn't want to put people in a hole that were already, you know, wanted to treat it as a public health matter rather than a criminal matter. Generally speaking, does that sound like the approach that you would advocate for?
Most definitely.
Yeah.
So opioid dependence, alcohol dependence, either case, is a health issue, not a criminal issue. My son struggled with opioid addiction for 13, 14 years, was in and out of jail. And finally, I understood a little better that the breaking the law wasn't something he chose to do. It was something that came along with his dependence. So understanding all of that in a 360, criminalizing people that have a health issue is unacceptable. And it honestly has gotten us not very far in current time. Criminalizing and incarcerating people that struggle with substance use disorder has proven to fail, honestly. So addressing this as a health issue, connecting people to support and resources when they are ready and wanting those services is critical and crucial. I call this actually harm reduction. We're reducing the harms of people that are dependent upon a substance and keeping them alive and well, and hopefully getting them the help that they need that works for them. And everybody's different. The picture looks different for everyone.
And so before I let you go, where can people go if they want to find more information from you or some of the stuff you're talking about?
Sure. So they can reach out to me, my cell, and I'll give that to you, or email. Mm-hmm. They can text me. And I'd be more than happy to help. So all of Central and West Central Illinois is the territory that I cover. I live in Fulton County, so I'm well aware of the struggles and obstacles that we have in a lot of our rural areas where we don't have maybe a lot of resources and support and direction and education. So know that I am available for that, and I can give you my cell phone number if you're ready.
Okay.
It's 309-267-5995. And my email is stisdale@hsc, peoria.org.
Okay.